22975, John Skibinski and Letitia Long seeks variances from the rear yard setback requirement for proposed structures, Section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Bay Reach within the Country Manor Pine Bay subdivision. The 911 address is 35 Bay Reach in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 20, Parcel 51. We have two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return. The applicant is seeking, I have noted, 10-foot from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for proposed deck. That may be, maybe a different number. We have to verify it. Sorry.
Is the applicant present?
We are.
You can come forward. Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
Yeah, Ms. Norwood, I'm just looking at it. It looks like part of the wetlands are on this property, which is probably a lot that I'm guessing predates some of the zoning changes.
Correct.
So it's not necessarily from the rear yard, it would be from the wetlands setback
right.
line.
It's a little different.
Well, she'll take a look at that to get the proper numbers on there. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name's John Skibinski. My address is 35 Bay Reach in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And ma'am, do you wish to testify too? Have you sworn in as well?
My name is Letitia Long, and my address is 35 Bay Reach, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You may present your case.
Thank you all. My name is John Skibinski. My wife's name is Letitia Long. We are the owners of 35 Bay Reach in Rehoboth Beach. We appreciate this opportunity to walk through with you the reasons why we have to make an application for a variance in order to first improve the condition of our home, second, improve the utility of our home, and also improve the home's fit to my progressing disability with my legs. We'll talk more about that as we go through it. Before I go any further, we've got hard copy sets of the slides we're going to use. Does anyone want one of these?
If they're already in there, if they've already been submitted, we do have some things in the record. If they're new, you can submit them to her and she get them.
There's nothing new in there.
Okay.
Just thought as a courtesy for note taking and otherwise. All right, if I may start. We appreciate this opportunity.
We would like to have you near the microphone because we do record okay. Have it on the internet. So,
and I forgot Kevin's instructions already. Do you mind if I move to the?
Please.
Okay.
Wherever you're comfortable, as long as you're near a microphone.
Okay. John. Okay.
You don't have to be right on it. It'll catch you if you're in the vicinity.
Got it. Okay. As I said, what we're going to try and do between Tish and myself is walk you through visually what we are requesting approval for, and then Tish will go through the five criteria that you use to evaluate requests like ours to show how we meet the requirements. So without further ado, let me get started. This is the back of our house. We purchased the house in March of 2023. It's approximately 30 years old. It was built in 1996. It had not been well or adequately maintained for approximately 15 years before we purchased the house. Frankly, we knew that it was fine. We wanted the house and we wanted the location. Over the course of the last 18 months, we've already entirely replaced this deck, and a large section of the exterior house over here by the garage, all because of wood rot that made those portions of the structure unsafe. What we are talking about today is these portions of the house, and you'll see other pictures that will probably do a better job of detailing this. There is a small deck here. There is a back deck, back stairs and landing here. There is a back door up here. One thing worth pointing out to you at this point, because our concern, as is the case for all of you, is protection and not disturbing the wetlands. You'll notice, and this was put in prior to us buying the house, there is approximately a 2-foot-high retaining wall behind the house and behind all of the structures that we're talking about tonight. Did I forget anything? Okay, let's go on to the next one, ma'am, please. All right, this more specifically is the area of the house that we're talking about. This small deck, you can see some of the damage on the stairs and the landing. This area in here, all of these, regardless, frankly, of whether or not you approve the variance, all of those will have to be demolished over the course of the winter because they are dangerously affected by the wood rot. I would also note around the front of the house, not part of this conversation, but in the front of the house, we have a front porch that also needs to be demolished and rebuilt over the course of the winter. So there's extensive damage to the house. Again, we knew that. And so then the question became for utility, for access, and for my disability, what do we do? What do we replace these sections of the house that have to come off? What do we replace them with? So, Anne, if you would. So this depiction shows the existing small deck, back door, stairs, and landing. Here is the retaining wall that was installed behind the house. It's worth noting for all of you that these, and I'll show you a slightly different look at this, this landing and these stairs and parts of the back steps are in the building setback zone already, but our proposal involves moving those out of the building setback zone. And as you'll see, what we're replacing it with is not anything that sits on the building setback zone, but rather goes above the setback zone. So what we're proposing and requesting you approve are three things. That small deck gets replaced by a deck that connects to the back stairs that have been moved out of the setback area, back stairs that exit now onto the driveway. There is no portion of the structure under this circumstance that will sit in the setback zone. The only thing that may, and that depends on final design and engineering, there may be one or two, I think they call them helical piers, that will be used to support this connecting deck. They may or may not have to be in the setback area. In any case, the net effect here is twofold. First, all of this structure is between 18 inches and 42 inches farther back in the lot. It's that much farther away from the wetlands. And in combination with the retaining wall, we think, frankly, what we're doing includes better protection for the wetlands over time. The other aspect of this is this deck connection. The change in the portions of the structure that are either in or over the setback area is a net increase of 5 square feet. But again, we've taken those things that sit in the setback out, and we've put things above the setback. And I'll explain why the size of the deck is the size that it is. All right, did I forget anything?
out, not for the board's approval, but we're also going to add an elevator, and we have to move the back door.
I was going to ask that question, because looking on that right diagram, that looks to be what's proposed, and the left one is what's existing. Is that right?
Right.
And I see the entrance there is gone, and then that structure there is where the elevator's going to be?
The door moves from here, Mr. Sharp, to here, and the elevator, I'm fighting this for all I'm worth, which is, I don't care to think about my legs getting worse. The elevator will be where the back door is.
Okay.
And so we lose back door access to the house here on the main floor and down here on the garage level. So then the question becomes, how do you maintain the level of access to the back of the house? And the answer is, you move the back door over here.
The window there right now. The window would become a door.
Any questions? Any more? Anne, if you would. Now, what I want to direct your attention to is this schematic that is the main floor of the house where the deck connection will be. This red line, if you can see it, is the setback line, the building setback line. It's worth pointing out, it's not the wetland setback line. It is the building setback line. And what we have done is we've moved the stairs out of the setback area, and the only thing over the setback area is this portion of the deck that connects. The reason the deck needs to be this size is the relocated back door has to swing out and have clearance, and so the deck can be no narrower than it is in our request. Okay, any other questions? Anne, if you would. All right, and here is a last and different view. The hashed area here is the existing back stairs and landing, the portion of them that are in the setback area. The line here is the deck that connects, replaces the old deck, connects to the back door and to the back stairs. And again, the net change is that there is 5 more square feet of deck over above the setback area than there is currently with the back stairs that have to be demolished. Any questions?
So, Mr. Skibitzky, your current structure protrudes into the beyond the build line.
That's correct. That's the way it was. We didn't create that condition. It was there when we bought the house.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions?
You said, John? There's a difference of 5 square feet. Is that because you need is that for safety, for a landing?
No. Good question. Can you go back one, please, Anne? So when you take the stairs out and you move the back door here, that back door has to have room to swing out 36 inches. 38 inches is the clearance that's required for a 36-inch door that swings out, which means that the edge of the deck, John, is actually 42 inches behind the back of the house. And it's that clearance requirement that generates the requirement for the deck that causes it to be 5 square feet larger. If you could, if you could make it narrower, it would be no net increase in theory. The other aspect of this that's worth pointing out to all of you is it's not just because of our door that amount of clearance is required. It's because The Americans for Disability Act requires a 36-inch clearance along here for wheelchairs. I don't care to think about that one either, but, you know, somewhere down the line. And so you got to have room to get a wheelchair by here as well. That generates the requirement for the width of the deck that ends up having it be 5 square feet larger above the setback zone. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Any other questions, folks?
Do you have homeowner association approval?
We can't get that until we get your approval.
Okay.
They are aware of it. We expect they will approve it. They've approved every other request for an improvement in the home. Our neighbors, Harvey Fruman, who is our neighbor on one side, Hal and Cindy Dukes on the other side, our neighbors have both approved of our plan.
Have you, any neighbors in opposition to it?
No, sir.
Not at this point. Not that we're aware of.
Not that you're aware of. I understand. Does your backyard slope to the wetlands for drainage?
It does.
Okay.
I saw the retaining wall there, and then I saw after. Is there a retaining wall just in that area because of the home? And then there's, it seemed like there was more land after that. Is that just retaining wall for that area and then more turf? I think it was grass.
There is grass below. So, John, there is grass and plantings, beds above the retaining wall. And then below the retaining wall, there is grass and bushes that go back to the wetland. So we've got a pretty good set of things that absorb water and a pretty good slope back there that sends water towards the wetlands, if that's your question.
Thank you.
It doesn't give you the full backyard. I think there was in the very first picture, maybe.
Mr. Sharp?
If you would, please. You notice, John, to your question, there's the retaining wall right there, but it goes all the way across like so behind the house.
How far do you think that is from the actual wetlands? Do you have like an approximation of feet? Not the delineation, the actual wetlands itself.
Yeah, I understand. If you'll go, is your question the actual wetlands or the wetland line?
Let's do both.
All right. So from the wetlands line, as you can see, it varies. It's not a straight line across the back of our property, which is part of the reason, if you notice, the house was built, John, the way it is. It absolutely parallels the wetlands line. Below the retaining wall, I'm going to guess, Tish, there's probably, between 10 and 20 feet, depending on where you measure, before you get to the reeds that define the edge of the wetlands.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Any more questions?
I've got just a couple. Are you aware of any complaints about the location of what was currently there now, as far as being too close to the setback area? Have you not received any complaints?
No. Just want to make sure we've answered all your questions first. What I'd like to do now is turn it over to Tish. There are 5 criteria all of you use to evaluate these requests. And what we'd like to do is go just take several minutes and go through each of those criteria and what we believe are the reasons why our request aligns with and satisfies the criteria. So, Tish?
Thanks, John. So your five criteria, I just have five slides, one for each of them. The first is the uniqueness of the property. And you just saw on the last slide how the wetlands are not a straight line, and therefore the setback for the wetlands and then the setback for the building restricted line are not a straight line. Our house was actually built right up to the line that it could have been built up to. And the wetlands line comes further into our backyard than it does for the neighboring lots. And those two points really limit the ability for us to develop, and I won't say that we're developing, but for the house to have been developed for reasonable and required uses. So that's the first criteria on the uniqueness of the property. The second is cannot otherwise be developed. So we talked to several developers who all gave us similar concept designs to what John presented here, which really led us to the conclusion that our request before you is the most feasible way to adapt our house to really the adequate use of it and to enable disabled access. Once we install the elevator shaft and remove the rotted deck, landing, and back stairs, it's really only this approach that we could come up with. The third criteria is not created by the applicant. As you heard John say, we purchased this house in 2023. It was built in 1996. And we're requesting approval to solve a disabled access problem via a variance that it's for a situation that we did not create. And so this is really after we remove the rotted deck and the landing and back stairs, we won't have exterior access to the back of the house unless we do something like this. The fourth criteria will not alter the character of the neighborhood. We believe that the requested improvements will in fact improve its alignment with the character of the rest of the neighboring homes. The house has not been adequately maintained, as you heard John say, and we really need to take care of the dry rot, which will improve the look and condition of the property. And as John already mentioned, we have, and Jennifer mentioned also, that we have two letters of support. Those are from our neighbors on either side, and Mr. Fruman is here lending his support in person tonight. Mr. Corman. You asked about our homeowners association. We have been in dialogue with them. They have a copy of this application. They are well aware of it. We have talked with them on every improvement that we've made over the last year and a half. They're aware of this. They're standing by. Hopefully, once you all approve this, we will obtain their approval as well. And then the last criteria is the minimum variance. Again, John explained the minimum variance that we're asking for is to enable us to have the wheelchair access. The Americans with Disabilities Act actually requires a larger access than we're asking for. We tried to put it to the absolute minimum to give us the ability to have that back door. If you're willing to give us the additional 4 inches, we'd be okay with that also. But really what we're talking about is the deck connection will extend over the building setback area. The current back stairs and landing sit in the building setback area. So it will be, again, as John explained, between 18 inches and 42 inches further back from the building restricted line. That's your five criteria. And with that, that does conclude our presentation. Are there
any further questions?
Additional questions?
Mr. Chair, the there was also a special use component, I believe, in the documentation for this case.
The only thing advertised for was the variances from the rear yard setback for proposed structures.
Okay.
I think the applicant may have completed the special use part, but the only thing that was sought here was for the variances.
Okay. Thank you.
Actually, I want to verify one thing for me. Either of you could. It sounds like the testimony was that you engaged with some contractors or architects to help design some proposals. And it sounds like this is the only feasible way within existing construction of the house to provide you that ADA access that you need for that part of the home. Is that correct?
We yes, believe sir. That to be the
yeah.
case, yes.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure I understood the testimony. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for your consideration.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Harvey Fruman. I live at 33 Bay Reach in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? And you mentioned you're on Bay Reach. Could you describe where your property is in relation to this, to the applicant's property?
The applicants are my next door neighbor. We share our driveways abut each other. All of the improvements that they're expecting to make or hoping to make would be within my view.
So you would be to the west side?
I am to their west, exactly. Yes. The house to the left of that diagram. No, the other side. This to the right, if you. My neighbors over the last 2 years that I've known them have been incredibly respectful of the property and of the wetlands that we back up to. All of their improvements will improve their property and improve their ability to use their property comfortably. And not one of their requested changes would be objectionable to us in any way at all.
Any questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Is anyone else present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board?
I just have a question. Ms. Norwood, were you able to do additional calculations? I know that's kind of got that wonky line there.
Well, it was. I went with the longest point of 9.6 shown on that one diagram. And that was why I had said 10 feet in the beginning, mm-hmm. thinking, because I don't have a way to scale the diagonal.
Okay. So we'll just do
I don't
nine.
Know if we're just going with one, the largest.
I know usually we try to pin it,
do,
but that line does have an angle to it. So, yeah, just trying to make sure that we're giving the applicant with, you know, the fair consideration for
that's
what they're
the
asking.
Best I could come up with what.
So it looks like a variance of 10.4 or 9.6, right. Which?
10.4
foot? Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Yep.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12975 for John Skibinski and Letitia Long. There we go. And entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12975 for John Skibinski and Letitia Long for the requested variances, pending a final written decision and based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I believe the property does have unique conditions due to the wetlands in the back. I don't believe, due to the multiple proposals they had, I think the physical circumstances or condition, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Code. I don't believe it will alter the central neighborhood, the character of the neighborhood, and I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary. As a condition of us granting this, I would request that the Pine Bay Association approval be sent. It would be conditional with their approval.
Second.
Before we vote, if we may, do you require that that be sent to the Office of Planning and Zoning so they have verification of that?
Yes.
Okay, Dr. Carson, you second?
I still second.
All right, thank you.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye, too. So with a vote of 4-0, your case is approved. And I would like to say you all did a very good job on your presentation.